Mark DeWall in the morning, sunny 101.9, One Republic with kids, 8:13 on a Tuesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela. With me now is Pam Dost, who is an athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here with us again. Normally we have you pop in the studios, but today we decided to actually kind of do this on the phone because it's kind of the latest update. What we're talking about today, and you work a lot with Nagani school athletes, but the return to sports this fall and with the Michigan High School Athletic Association, all their guidelines, that's been kind of changing up and down here over the last couple of weeks. Pam, what's the latest in terms of getting back to returning to high school sports in particular?
Well, we hope we have a plan here now that we can follow for the next several months. But volleyball starts actually in Nagani tonight. They're allowed to play in the gym. You know, they've been able to practice since August 12th in the gym up here in Region 8, so we're lucky in that regard. Tennis has also returned to competition outside of course, and our cross country has also started practicing in their compete on Friday for the first time. So, you know, relatively back to normal without our one big sport this fall, but...
Well, the one big sport, of course, is football, and the football, of course, has been pushed off, and we were watching that very closely. But as an athletic trainer, as you're working with the kids in the schools and in the sports, what did this mean as this was kind of up in the air for you? How were you able to plan and move ahead going to see what was going to happen?
Well, you know, it was a day-by-day and still is a day-by-day situation, but we're moving ahead. You know, we're going to take care of our athletes the same way that we've always taken care of them. But there are just some extra precautions that we're going to have to take. We'll be masked in the gym as well as, you know, all of the spectators and the coaches. The girls don't have to be masked to play volleyball, but, I mean, if they choose to, they can. But, you know, in regards to how we're going to care for the athletes, we're going to keep going with what we've been doing and just take precautions to keep ourselves and our families and our athletes safe.
We're talking with Pam Dost, who is an athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy for Active Physical Therapy Update. She's working with the student athletes at the Nagani schools about the return to sports here with the guidelines from the MHSAA. When we look at this now, what are some of the things? You mentioned a couple of changes. You'll be wearing masks and things, but are there any other changes that you're doing while you're training and working with the kids with these sports with these guidelines?
As far as my job, we're going to just keep doing what we've been doing. There's not a lot of changes there. Just more, you know, PPE, the gloves, the masks, the hand sanitizing. You know, we've been doing that all along, but we'll just be extra cautious in that regard now.
I'm curious from one standpoint, you probably have been working with some of the kids, the student athletes. They're probably ready to go, aren't they?
They are. They're very excited to be back and doing what they love. You know, a lot of them got cut off from their sports last fall and didn't get to finish, or last spring, I'm sorry, and didn't get to finish. So they're excited to compete again, and it's good to see them out doing the things that they love again.
I know this is part of what you do with Active Physical Therapy as an athletic trainer. If people have questions, maybe they want to find out more. Maybe they've got a student athlete that they want to find out a little bit that what maybe they should be looking at. What's the best way to find out information about Active Physical Therapy and the services you do?
Our website, theactiveup.com, is a great place to start. It'll have all of our contact information for our different offices, and give us a call and we can get them looked at and get them going.
Pam Dost on the line today with us. She's an athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy for our Active Physical Therapy Update. She works with student athletes in the Nagani schools. It's got to be great to get out on the boards again, and best of luck with everything, Pam. And as we like to say around here on Sunny, go Miners, right?
Yep. Thanks, Walt.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Pam Dost, athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy. She works with Nagani High School and Nagani School student athletes. If you missed any of our interview, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. Active Physical Therapy Update here on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.